Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's some scripted out. It's some filtered out. It's some caught. Damn and censored.
Hi, and welcome to another Talk Wednesday on the Naked Talk with Alex Okorji. And yes, my name is Alex, and I'm coming live to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, in the heart of Africa. And I am so, so, so excited to be joining you live all the way and to be back here with my very special guest who is already live here in the studio, just waiting to, you know, just to have great conversation. Now, today on the show, we're definitely going to be stripping all your traditional beliefs about weight loss and, you know, just spotlighting the truth on dieting. And I can't wait to get into, you know, such a great conversation with my very special guest who's joining me live, you know, all the way from New York in the USA. But, you know, hey, guys, here's the first thing. I'm always excited to be, you know, just to be here. You know, any chance I get to be here, really, I'm always excited. And, you know, the last time, I mean, I haven't been here for a week or so. Well, we just wrapped the Naked Challenge Creative Mastery Global Summit, otherwise known as TNC Summit Live. And it was just amazing to have 25 amazing speakers join me live all the way from, you know, different parts of the world, and just to be able to share their amazing just the amazing insights on some of the most, just the amazing insight really on, you know, the expertise and creativity and reinvention and transformation and just how creatives can master their art and reinvent themselves in the new era. And it was just really great. I mean, we're talking about, we were on day one, just really master the art of writing and blogging. And, of course, on day two, we mastered the art of podcasting, and day three we talked about self-publishing and independent authorship and, you know, book publishing. And on day four we mastered the art of web design, graphics, digital content creation, and social media marketing. And of course on day five it was music, film, and television. And day six, the psychology of the psychology of creativity, the psychology of branding, and management of creativity and intellectual property. And that was just so, so, so enlightening and inspiring and everything else you can think of. And we had different people, speakers from Canada, from Australia, from America, from Nigeria, from Republic of Benin, from London, like people from all over the world. So this was really, really – and just to be able to pull that off, that for me is – that has been a highlight of my year, actually, and so many other things have happened, actually, but that was amazing, and that took me off the show, but it was great that, you know, I was still able to connect, you know, with other people and just learn so much. And if you missed that, and there were so many giveaways, like, oh my goodness, the speakers were just pouring into everyone. It wasn't any of that, you know, it wasn't that kind of summit where, you know, it was 30% information and 70%. No, it wasn't anything like that. It was just 100% giving. They were so generous that, you know, people just took. And, you know, it was just, they were generous. I guess that's what I have to say. So just before we, you know, to get into today's conversation, you know, if you do want to get, like, you know, the downloadable recordings, they're going to be available first week in August. Of course, you can get on our waiting list so that you can get a 50% discount. Of course, this downloadable recording gives you access. You can have it and access it at your own convenience, playback, whatever you need to do. You get the summit notes, you get the presentation slides, the multimedia slides, and everything, all the resources that basically were used during the summit, the live summit, if you missed it. Yeah, and of course you get access to the speakers as well and join our private lounge of labs. So, you know, I'm really excited about this. And if you, you know, do want to get on our waiting list so you can get a 50% discount, just or to be one of the first 100 people to get a 50% discount, just go to bit.ly/TNT Summit waiting list. And, of course, you can just come in your name. Okay, well, this is Still the Naked Talk, and I am the Queen of Expression, and I am so excited to be here because I'm going to be joined by my very special guest who's joining me live. But, hey, don't forget, before we get into that conversation, last time we were here on the Naked Talk, I did have with me two very special special guests, Brian Shepherd and Sherry Johnson, and both of them are, how shall I call it, they're international radio hosts. I've been fortunate to be a guest on this show, but, you know, it was nice to have them come on my show, and we talked about, you know, just their love for podcasting and, you know, how they got into that, and, of course, you know, the Penny Entertainment, you know, awards, podcast awards, and that was just... It was a trip, actually. It was a short podcast because it was a short story show. But it was great to have them with me and just to talk about some of the weird guests that they've had on the show. And, of course, some of their very great moments as well. And I definitely have to bring them back because, you know, we need to sort of have deeper conversation. So, you know, but don't forget, as always, if you missed that conversation or any other conversation on the Naked Talk, remember that just remember that we're syndicating all over your internet radio. So, yes, you have no excuse whatsoever to miss any show at all. If you miss the show live, you can always come back right here on the radio channel to listen to listen to any of our shows, right? They're available here. They're archived here 24/7. Or you can catch us on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, we're on TuneIn, we're on Player FM, we're on Acast. And now we're going to be syndicating as well on Good Radio Network. We're on Podcast Media, and, of course, we're going to be on Pod Africa, and that is amazing. So you have no excuse whatsoever. We're all over your internet radio, so why should you miss an episode? No, you have no reason to. So I'm so excited that, you know, we're going, the summer's happening. July has really been, like, you know, the highlight of my year. I think so much has happened this month. I don't know. We'll talk about that. But today on the show, first of all, today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Hevolution Magazine. Now, Hevolution is all about bringing to you the hair side of life and giving your hair voice. And, of course, you can find them at www.hevolutionmagazine.com. And our friends at also brought to you by our friends at QTV Entertainment and Events. They're all about A-class quality, top-notch events production. And, of course, you can find them on their official website at www.qtabevents.com. And let's not forget our amazing friends at the Innocent Convict. Yes, right. They are doing such amazing work. And, you know, they just telling the stories of amazing people who are, you know, who are paying time, all right, doing time for crimes that they have not committed. And you can just think of how frustrating that is just to be doing time and paying for a crime that you're innocent of, and to be able to tell the stories of these people and how this not only affects them but actually affects their families and their friends and their lives after, you know, they find out that some of these people are actually innocent. And just to have people like Osagio Korua and, you know, Max Sacksmayer and Joan Trepper, who is, you know, our citizens advocate fighting for the rights of these people, and they to be able to put together such an amazing piece of art, you know, documentary, just basically highlighting some of these experiences and how it affects the people and their community as well, you know, their extended families and their community. I think it's such an amazing tool, and I'm so excited and happy for what they're doing. And, of course, if you want to find out more about it, you can go to the website. Just go to thereportersinc.com, sorry, .org, thereportersinc.org, and find out more about this amazing documentary, The Innocent Convict. And last, but just before we get into that show, this show is also brought to you by Zeno Online Stores. Now, Zeno is all about the first-class top made-in-Nigeria product. We're talking made-in-Nigeria from fashion to house, you know, to houseware to name it. Every kind of product you can think of, top quality. And you can find them online at www.zeno.com.ng. Zeno with a Z-double-I.com. Now, guys, well, today on the show, we're talking about getting in shape without the yo-yo diet with my very special guest. And, of course, getting in shape could mean so many things, right? It could mean, well, getting in shape in terms of your physical body. It could also mean getting in shape in terms of putting your entire health together, right? But here's what I know. I know that many people need a trigger for their lives to change. Now, today's guest is no exception. Having spent over 2 decades under a great deal of stress, she lost sight of herself, her body, and health time and again, gaining weight and yo-yo dieting to take care of it while letting work dictate how all of her time was spent. But a final health trigger kind of scared her into understanding what was needed to naturally heal her body permanently and end the yo-yo dieting dilemma. Now, since embracing a healthy, permanent lifestyle, she's been enjoying living a diet-free and healthy life without aches, pains, medications, and a bunch of rules. Well, I am so excited to be joined by my very, very special guest who's joining me live all the way from New York in the U.S. Now, she's a holistic health coach and the number one international best-selling author of the book Stop Dieting and Start Leaving, Ellie Savoy. As we explore you know, her common sense approach and practices to literally transform the way people look at their body, health, and life. And I can't wait. And she's in here in the studio patiently, you know, just waiting for her grand entry. I cannot wait, and I'm so excited to have Ellie join me live. Hi, Ellie. Hi.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you so much. It really is just such a treat to be on your show. Thank you.
I am so excited to have you join us live all the way. And, you know, just for the sake of those who are listening from around the world, who are listening here in Nigeria, in Africa, and from around the world, this is such an honor to have you here on the show. I've been waiting to meet you, and I can't just wait to, you know, get into the conversation and learn so much, you know, just about you, your ideals, your ideas, and your book. And by the way, I got a copy of your book. I started reading your book, and I thought it was really fantastic. I'm in Africa, so we totally, you know, have a different approach to, you know, but just to be able to open our minds, and that's what the show is about. It's about having real, authentic conversations, and just to be able to strip our limiting beliefs about a lot of stuff, right? So we're going to be learning so much from you, and I think that this is really amazing. But I do have a small tradition on this show, right? So I usually like to take the listeners on a little journey just so they know where my guests are coming from and, you know, what it's like where they are. So if you'd be kind enough to share with us, what is the weather like right now where you are in New York?
It is sunny. It's still daylight. It is 5:15 okay. In New York. It's mm-hmm. actually been a very pleasant day, not too hot. July typically can be very humid. Mm-hmm. But pleasant today, mm-hmm. and yes, it's just going to be a very nice evening. Probably have a very nice sunset tonight. I live in the country. I'm not in New York City. So I live in the countryside,
okay.
About an hour and a half north of New York City. It's beautiful.
Mm. Wow, I can just imagine. I can picture that. But, you know, I'm not surprised, though, when you say you live in the country, because just knowing that you have this tool, you know, this holistic lifestyle and approach, I can just picture you right there, you know, totally in, you know, just close to nature, if I'm correct. I don't know, but that's just how I picture you. Flowers, beautiful flowers, you know, everything natural, if I'm correct. I don't know. Maybe that's just my imagination. But I get the sense that you are in tune with nature and you do love nature.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's very quite reminiscent in some respects here of England, which is where mm-hmm. I'm from. But mm-hmm. yeah, this is the Hudson Valley area, and it's a nice distance from New York City, where, you know, it's easy enough to go down for the day and come back home. So I feel like I have mm-hmm. the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm quite close to the Big mm-hmm. Apple, mm-hmm. and yet I live in the countryside mm-hmm. where you can get some peace and quiet.
Amazing, amazing. Well, the weather here is really cool in Lagos. I could have been more thankful for it, actually. Usually July is pretty hot, but it's the raining season in Nigeria, and it just feels really cool today. It's really cool, so I'm so excited, and I'm excited. I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm in heaven. We don't experience winter or anything like that, so this is really great. But, you know, just as we get into it, and we have so much to talk about, but let me just ask you this. I mean, you are, for the sake of those who are, you know, who are coming across you for the first time, who haven't had the privilege of, you know, just learning about you and your work and what you do, how would you describe yourself? Who would you say Alisa Voice? And I hope I get your name correctly. I'm African, so you know I do have an accent, right?
Yeah. A beautiful one. Yes, you did say my
name
right.
Okay, but, you know,
yes.
So how would you... Okay, I'm glad I did. So how would you describe yourself? I mean, who would you say Ellie is?
Ellie is really, at my core, very common sense, down-to-earth person. But, you know, along the journey of life, I got caught up in everything being fast-paced and just not mm-hmm. really taking care of myself. But I really love to help people. It's been something I've done. My earliest memory was of at six years old when I helped a little boy in class. He couldn't write in his own book, so I was asked to do his writing for him. And he ended up actually passed away at age 7. But all through my teens, I didn't know back then that this was something I enjoyed. It was just something I did naturally. Mm-hmm. And so as I got mm-hmm. older, you know, I would often do something as a nice surprise for somebody. I just really love to help people. My parents, actually, they're both passed away now, but they used to call me the gift giver in the family. I always said I was a thoughtful person, and I just think that's who I am. I really just get so much pleasure out of helping other people or just doing something nice, a nice surprise for somebody. And this work now, you know, it's changed my life so much to be free of the struggles I had. And so it's just a beautiful, you know, marrying of the two, of me being able to be who I am doing work that I love to do.
Oh, amazing, amazing. And, you know, it's really, I think it's probably what makes you special, and just to be able to just to be able to give of yourself, and, you know, and here you are, you're going to be giving out, you know, you're sharing wisdom, and you're sharing your expertise, and you're helping people, and I feel like, you know, really that is, you know, just one major quality of leader, like, you know, leadership and being a leader, and just to be able to impact lives and to be able to help people. And you're going to be helping so many people now, right now, and that's going to be amazing. But you are you're a holistic coach. And everywhere else in the world, this isn't really like a big deal. We're in Africa. And so we have, when we talk about weight loss and fitness and good health and all of those things, people usually are really focused on the physical, physical sense of it. You know, that's where everyone puts their focus on. It's really about how your body is and how it looks and how. But here you are, you're this holistic health coach. And, you know, just for the sake of those who are listening, what does it mean to be a holistic health coach? I mean, how does that even, what is it about, really?
Yeah, that's
what
a great question.
What is holistic wellness?
Yeah, it's looking at the mind, body, spirit, you know, soul, the whole package, not just the physical, because we're so much more than just this physical body. So, say, for example, when it comes to food, it's there's usually triggers behind that. So sometimes people will eat because they're bored or because they're stressed or lonely. And so when food becomes, it's out of control for what, you know, there's a reason behind it. So it's sort of going a bit deeper into discovering why these patterns are there in the first place and what the triggers are. And that's where the magic really happens. It's like that's when the healing, the deeper healing, the releasing can really take place.
Yeah, and that makes probably makes a lot of sense in a, you know, in a way, because I think that I, you know, for me, for example, and I'm one of those women who had to, you know, I had to constantly worry about my weight. I'm sure that maybe how many percent of people worry about this all the time. Unfortunately, I'm in a business or in a career where your body is your tool, and so there's a whole lot more pressure than, you know, than you probably ordinarily have to deal with. And, you know, you're constantly back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and I'm constantly dealing with that. And after I had my child, it's like my body's not the same again, you know. So I'm constantly back and forth with my weight. And I can imagine that there are so many other people who are listening right now who are thinking, oh, well, that's me. And I used to say, I remember having conversation with my mom, and I said, you know, because when I'm around, and she said, oh, when she's stressed, she loses weight. And I'm like, when I'm stressed, that's when I actually put on weight. When I'm comfortable and I'm happy and I'm okay, you know, I feel that's when I'm, I care more about how I look and what I'm putting into my body. But when I'm stressed, that's when I put on weight. I think that's when I start to not really care what I put in my mouth, or because I'm so busy, that's when I now take, you know, I don't worry about the sugar and all of that. So I guess, you know, from your, from what you're saying, is that, you know, not just treating the, you know, the physical aspect of it, but also what makes, you know, what makes us make the choices that we do or put on the weight that we do, that we put on, sorry, you know, tackle it really from a mental or from a mindset or from a spiritual or whatever aspect. So
yeah.
I guess that's what you're saying, and that makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
Okay, but
yeah.
I do know, you talked about triggers, and we all have that, which I just mentioned mine. For you, I know you have an experience, something obviously has gotten you to where you are now. You weren't always this way, but something totally just forced you to change your lifestyle and change your mindset and change all of this. What was it? What was it, and what was that experience like? How did that happen, really?
Well, my mother passed away in 2008, and my dad passed away 21 months later. So that was a lot of grief to deal with in less than 2 years. When my mum died, I when I was at the funeral home, that saying of you can't take it with you when you die really hit me. And so that kind of got me on a deeper inward journey, questioning, you know, well, if it's not about the stuff, which I knew it wasn't, what's this life all about then? Why am I going 100 miles an hour? Gaining weight, you know, annually at most years. And then so my parents' deaths were the first trigger, but it didn't change me. What changed me was my own personal diagnosis. In the summer of 2011, I was diagnosed with 2 uterine fibroids and given 4 options. 3 were surgery, one of which was a hysterectomy. And the 4th one was to do nothing.
Wow.
And I didn't want surgery, and I thought, you know, I didn't even know I had them, to be honest. I wasn't in pain, and it wasn't life-threatening, But it was, it made me feel really like flawed, as if like, oh my gosh, how could this have happened, you know? And I really felt like I let myself down. So I've always been interested in the natural way to deal with things. I mean, taking a pill would not be my first choice. You know, I would look into other healing modalities. And so I ended up going on this homeopathic program for 3 months. And in doing that, there was some things I had to do, like give up caffeine and alcohol and unfermented soy, which is like, you know, tofu. Soy is in many of the processed foods here. And I jumped in with both feet because there was a cost, you know, financial investment to it, and I saw it that way. It was an investment in myself. And by doing that, I slowed my life down. I let go of certain things that I just couldn't, I couldn't be dealing with everything that was going on in my life. So I just slowed things down a bit, and I really embraced this whole thing. So I went 100% organic. I gave up alcohol at the, you know, then. I mean, I still have a drink of red wine now, but nowhere near like I used to over the years. And I realized, oh my gosh, I'm really enjoying taking care of myself and feeling better. And by doing that, the weight then started to take care of itself. So I was like, oh my gosh, I've had it backwards all these years. And, you know, society just rams it down our throats all the time that try this diet, try this quick fix, do this, do that. And it's like this multi-billion dollar industry that really, I don't have a problem with profits, don't get me wrong, but when it comes to this topic, it's a real sensitive issue for lots of people. And I feel like there's there's a lot of empty promises, and people are often very desperate for answers and solutions. And so it's like it keeps this pattern in play of, oh, let me just try this one, let me just try that, this is probably the one. And, you know, and then I've done that over the years. I've done, you know, counted points many times, and it works when you're on it, but when you stop, you know, you go back to your old ways. So the secret is, so the secret is to make it a lifestyle. But then how do you make it a lifestyle? You know, it's, there are certain steps, a certain certain things to do in, you know, you learn to walk before you can run. So oftentimes the way things are presented to us, it's sort of like in, it's backwards, and this is why we can't break the cycle. So when I got onto this path, I was like, oh my gosh, I am just like, I can't believe how simple it is. I'm not saying it's easy, because change is challenging for most of us. But when we want something, as you probably know, Alex, it's like, you know, we make it happen. When we want it, we go after it. And it is just like the way I live now, it's, and I don't say this to brag, I say it for encouragement. It's just so natural to me. It's like getting dressed every day and brushing my teeth. I mean, it's just really part of, it's just what I do. And it wasn't always like that. But, oh my gosh, to be free of being on a diet, to be free of watching the scale and counting anything and just living life and being, feeling, you know, invested in my health, it is, it's just like such a revelation and such a change from the old me. So I love to show other women the simplicity, because I think, you know, we live in a very fast-paced world these days, and more and more and more, especially, you know, over in this part of the world, I don't know about yours, but it seems like that more and more and more comes at us each day, and it gets harder to stay ahead of the curve or to get everything done. And so there's this sort of like this a lot of anxiety, you know, depression, just stress and worry about how to even get through the day. And we just really need to slow down and reevaluate, you know, what is important. Because I know for myself that when I have not felt well in past years, usually because I was exhausted because I pushed myself so hard, that you can't go anywhere, can you? You can't do anything when you're not feeling well. So it's just common sense to take care of ourselves, and that's my approach. It's about simplicity. It's not a chore. It's not hard work, and it's really based on common sense and those principles that I talk about, those foundations that I talk about in my book.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really nice, simple delivery.
I'm listening to you, and we'll get into, some of those principles. But I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, and here's the funny thing. When I say I'm listening to you, I already said I'm listening to you from, like, a few days ago, just, reading your book. So it was more like I could hear you. I could hear your voice. I was like, you're talking to me. And you're right. Even here in Africa, like, everything is fast-paced. I mean, the world is now a global village, right? I mean, here I am in Africa, and you're all the way in New York, and we're connecting, and the whole world is listening, and people are going to listen to this show, and this is live. But here's the thing. You're right. The world is so fast-paced. There's a lot of pressure. We're filled with so much. I cannot tell you how busy I get sometimes. I'm like, you're correct. I'm exhausted. I remember we just finished that summit, and after the summit for 2 days, I had like a major brain fag. It was like, I had a mental breakdown. Like I couldn't do any work. And I told myself, it's not going to be a crime. Shut down. Don't respond to any emails. Don't pick up any calls. No work, no lab, no nothing, because I couldn't go on. But I didn't probably have to get to that point. So you are saying we have to just slow down. And leave the city. And I guess maybe we're all worried about that change, and we're going to get to that. But I wanted to read something, and this is something that I think this is from your book, the introduction of your book. And it was something that really caught my attention, and, I can't help thinking how many people are going to. So you say this in 2011, and permit me to read this, Ellie. In 2011, I gave up the dieting game and finally lost the weight I had been carrying around once and for all. Losing the excess weight for good has been deeply empowering and totally freeing. No more conversations about being good all week, bad on the weekends, off the wagon, on a diet, feeling deprived, counting calories, making excuses, or scrambling to lose weight for a special event. Letting go of all this has brought such freedom and pure joy to my life. Do you know how jealous I feel right now?
Oh, no. You're supposed to be encouraging.
Oh, my goodness. And I know so many people that probably listen thinking, oh, my goodness, what a lucky lady. Couldn't that just be me? And we talk about, and that's probably what being naked is. I mean, you feel a certain burst of freedom because you don't have all that weight, And when I say weight, I'm not talking about the physical weight, as well, but you don't have that pressure, that baggage to deal with. You don't have to worry about, am I eating the right thing? Is this going to make me add 2 pounds? I need to get on the scale and count. And I don't know how many women feel, maybe even men too, but, how many women feel that kind of freedom that you feel right now? So I guess that's why this conversation is really, really important. But you know what, Ellie, let's take a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. Stay here. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. You're listening to The Naked Talk. It's so uncensored. She keeps it real. She keeps it straight. She tells it like it is, no matter who's afraid to bear.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. Specially autographed copy of The Naked Experience by Alex Okoroji.
from timid girl to confident woman. It will make you laugh, it will make you cry, it will make you curse, but most of all, it will be a great resource for you and your loved ones. Log on to www.alexokoroji.net to reserve your copy and win two VIP tickets to the book tour and match.
Okay, we're back, and yes, this is still the Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji, and yes, my name is still Alex. That hasn't changed. I'm coming live to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, in the heart of West Africa, and yay! I'm so excited today, you know, just to be speaking to my very special guest, and just before we went on that commercial break, I was talking to Ellie Savoy, who's joining me live all the way from New York in the U.S., and we've been talking about getting in shape without the diets, you know, the yo-yo diets, and I don't know how many people have to deal with day in, day out, month after month, year after year. You know, we're on different crash diets. We buy this pill. We try this exercise. We try everything. I tried everything. And, you know, we're back and forth. You know, we're not at the per, you know, it's back and forth. And Ellie is, you know, definitely has a theory, or should I say blueprint that works. And something that she has tried and has used and, you know, has a lasting effect, pretty much a lifestyle, you know, a holistic approach to just using our mind, body, and spirit in terms of just living well, you know, living right, or to put it mildly. So, you know, if you're just tuning or you're just joining us live, don't forget that you can be part of this conversation. Now, if you want to call in, if you've got a question to ask Ellie, or you want to ask me a question, or you've got a contribution, don't forget that you can call in. The number to call is +1-215-383-3766 if you're calling from outside the U.S. Make sure, if you're calling from within the U.S., make sure to dial as a local number. Call 215-383-3766. And don't forget to use your hand-raising effect. Press 1 so we know that you want to join the conversation and we can connect you. I see some of you dialed into the show. So if you don't use your hand-raising effect, I'm going to think you're just listening. So if you want to contribute or you've got something to say, you've got a question to ask, please do that. Or you can leave comments in the live in studio chat room. Or you can send your comment on Twitter. Make sure to tweet at Alex Okoroji. Tweet hashtag the Naked Talk at Alex Okoroji. And of course, your message, your tweet will be read on the show. Or you can send me a WhatsApp message as usual. And of course, I will definitely pass your comments to Ellie. So, hi, Ellie. Welcome back.
Hey, Alex. Thank you. I love your what would you call it? The tune for your show. I love the words, and I was sort of like sitting here, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I want to get up and dance. I love it.
Well, I don't know. It was, you know, it's just one of those very spontaneous things, but I'm glad that you like it. So welcome back. And just before we went on that, you know, commercial break, you had been sharing with me your trigger. You have several different experiences, you had experienced loss, but then you also had a health issue that sort of forced you to make certain changes, and then you found out that you pretty much, you know, loved the effect of those changes. But, you know, just before I ask you this, though, let me just say, and I probably know the answer already, but I just want to ask for the sake of asking. You're in good health. You're in good health now as regards the fibroid, right? You're better now?
Yes. I am. Yeah, they didn't go away completely, but they did shrink.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the beauty in this for me, I didn't get fixated on they've got to go, they must go, they have to go completely. I just wanted to take some action.
Mm-hmm.
And so the beautiful thing is that they didn't get bigger. They're not a problem. I have no health issues whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's the key, really. It's like focus on the health, you know, focus on making some healthier choices, because we get so obsessed about our weight, don't we? I used to be. I'm like, oh, you know, oh, that doesn't fit me now.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's really just like such a, what I'm trying to think of the word I would use. It's a trap, you know, it just keeps us stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that my weight never, like, I'm never like a rigid something on the scale, because our weight does fluctuate up and down a bit. I think that's quite, you know, a couple of pounds up and down. But I'm not worried about that now. It's for me, it's like, how do I feel? You know, and I was at an event locally recently. I'm a member of the Rotary Club here in my town. Is it, you know, anybody's heard of Rotary International? And we had our installation picnic for our new president. And one of the spouses there hasn't seen me in a while, and he said, "Oh my gosh, Ellie, you look amazing." I was like, "Oh, geez," and he said, "Wow, he knows sort of what I'm doing, but probably doesn't know the extent of my work and you know how I'm living my life now." Mm-hmm. And he said to me, "He said, you didn't look old before, but gosh, you look younger." And I mean, not that it doesn't make my head swell, but you know, it's nice. For people to say, "Oh, you look really well," instead of like, "Oh my gosh, you look exhausted. What have you been up to?" You know, and yeah, it's nice. I feel like as I get older, it'd be nice to look younger rather than, not that I'm going to do anything to prevent the aging process, like, you know, get some surgery or something. But no, it's just nice to just feel well. Just really feel well. It's so different to being exhausted most of the time. And like you said, after your summit, you know, you were really tired. This is how I used to show up on vacation. I mean, I would be so tired that I couldn't really enjoy it for you know, the whole time because my body was playing catch up. But now when I go away, I actually don't run myself ragged before I go so that I'm exhausted the day I go. See what I mean? It's like I have so much more mindfulness now, and I think that's a really key word. I know it might sound very woo-woo, but it's like that mindfulness, the awareness is really key because when we're so busy, and I'm speaking from experience, you know, when we're so busy, we can quickly lose sight of what's what and really not even be aware of what we're doing. You know, it could be like just keep grabbing a cookie, you know, and before you know it, the packet's gone. And because we're just so, like, so many things going through our heads and we're rushing and we're just eating without any awareness. And that's another reason why all the pounds can creep on. You know, it's like, oh, just grab something. One of my big favorites was every time I got gas in the car, I would get a chocolate bar. It was like fueling up the car and then fueling up myself with some chocolate. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I do. I still eat chocolate. I love chocolate, but I don't, you know, I like the dark chocolate now. I never used to, but I really don't eat much of the milk chocolate anymore. I really love the dark stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're healthier and they kind of grow on you, especially when, and I think it's true. I think the moment we start to, you know, make certain changes, it starts to grow you. But I was going to ask you this, though. Now, how can we, you know, and for those listening, because a lot of people are going to say, okay, great, she does it. You know, how can I, you know, how can we incorporate like a mindset that sort of promotes positive, you know, healthy lifestyle? I mean, what would you say would be sort of like the first step someone would take in terms of, you know, just change, you know, changing their lifestyle, you know, or dumping the traditional ideals and ideas that we have, like, you know, oh, you know, the fastest way to get rid of the weight is, you know, pop some pills or, you know, throw ourselves in the gym. What would be the first thing? I know you did mention mindfulness, so probably that's it, but maybe there's something else, you know, I don't know, I just thought to add, what would be the first step that we would have to take towards that journey?
Well, I guess this is a good segue into my five foundations, which all begin with a P, the first one being priorities. So women especially are really good at putting everything and everyone else before themselves. It's almost like we're just wired that way. You know, it has to be that way. And yet, if you think about the safety announcement on the plane, you know, they say in case of an emergency, you put your own oxygen mask on first. Because if you don't have yours on, you can't help somebody else. And so it's this mindset shift of not feeling guilty around doing something nice for ourselves. I actually recently wrote a blog. It hasn't gone live yet, for the Wellness Universe, where I'm a member, really fabulous organization all about wellness. And I forget the exact name of it now, but it's something like 10 guilt-free pampering ideas. And I shared a story in there about when I was very active in the real estate business some years back. I booked myself into this spa in New York, and when I pulled into this beautiful place, I was on my mobile phone negotiating a real estate deal. And when I got off the phone, I cried because I was so exhausted. And I cried on and off most of the weekend because my body was just really burnt out. You know, I think it's a bit like sunstroke. You know, when you've had too much sun, your body is trying to find balance and, just doesn't feel right. It doesn't know what to do. And so the point of it is that this pampering thing is like it's always something outside of our daily life. You know, wait till the weekend, wait till some special occasion. And so I say flip that. Let's not think of it as pampering. Let's just think of it as make ourselves a priority, and then these things will automatically be part of our day. So I say ditch diets. I'm all about stop dieting, start living. That's my message, you know, about forget the dieting. Because if it was a solution, we wouldn't keep trying another one. So it's about getting in touch with ourselves, because even I the way I eat wouldn't be right for everybody else, because I'm not everybody else, and everyone else isn't me. So that's the first step, is say, listen, I'm a priority in my own life. I matter. The way I feel is important to me. And I'm going to stop saying yes to everything. That was me. I put my hand up for everything because I'm a giver. But it was often at the expense of my own health and my own well-being. Mm. And so I would just keep getting depleted. Mm. It was a pattern. See, those patterns, they show up very early in our lives. And so I just say I still love to give, and I still participate in community service. But if it means I can't take care of myself, I'm going to say no. And I really like it comes so naturally to me now. I mean, it's just like, no, I'd love to, but I'm so sorry. No, I would love to, but I won't be able to. If it's too much, I might be able to do some of it. But no, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to compromise my own health and well-being. I'm not going to go back to the old Ellie. I'm not going to get so burnt out and then gain weight because I can't sleep, because I'm eating rubbish, because I've got too much stress. So you see, it's like that priorities piece. It's like putting. If you build something, you don't put the walls up before you've got the foundation in. So the priorities are foundational, and diets don't teach us that. They don't give us a solid foundation on which to build.
You said something, and you know, and it's true. You know, we have to make ourselves a priority. I hear that all the time. You know, like, I work so hard, and I had my dad say sometimes, he's like, you know, you need to find some time to rest. You need to find a, and I'm starting to, you know, try that. You know, it's not. I like to work. I'm, you know, busy. But then I realize, I ask myself, you do all of this thing, you know, all this work that you're doing. What's going to happen? What if something happens to you? What's going to happen to your son, right? What's going to happen to your family? You have responsibility. You have all these people. So you're going to have to slow it down just so that you can be alive for them. So that makes a lot of sense. And I know that there are 5 P's, and we've tackled 1, and there are 4 left. But how about let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we can, you know, get into the other, you know, into the other 4 P's. So how about we take, let's take a quick musical break.
We'll
be back. And
this music.
Song is this is Tailwind by Peter Kelly. Peter Kelly was a guest in this show.
when he was a guest of the show. He's been a guest of the show twice. He was a speaker at our summit, and it's a beautiful day. And because Ellie's here, I will. It's a beautiful day, so we'll be back.
I'm thinking it's a great day for life to begin. I'm finally at a place where I've never been. I'm talking about a brand new version of me, stripped down to my story, wrapped in titanium. Natural disaster. Sometimes you just wake up this way. It's a beautiful day. Blast the tail and pushing me faster. Forward with the force of a natural disaster. Sometimes you just wake up this way. It's a beautiful day. Crush whatever gets in my way. My head is calm and cool. My vision is fast. Off to conquer the world before this feeling has passed. Call the dream only. There's a jailbreak in my mind.
Catch a blast of tail when pushing me faster. Forward with the force of a natural disaster. You just wake up this way. It's a beautiful day. Blast the tail and pushing me faster. Forward with the force of a natural disaster. Sometimes you just wake up this way. It's a beautiful day.
Welcome back, guys. And yes, my name is Alex Okorji, and I am coming to you live out of Lagos, Nigeria, in the heart of West Africa. Now, wherever you're listening from around the world, I am so, so super excited to just be here today and be joined by my very special guest. She's a holistic health coach and a number one international best-selling author of the book Stop Dieting, Start Leaving, 5 Foundations for Your Health to Permanently Lose Weight Without Dieting, Starvation, or Suffering in Silence. Believe me, I think we all definitely need a book like that in our lives. Now, here's the thing. While we went to that commercial break, I received, people trying to, we lost the call out there. But we also received two questions, comments in the chat. You know, we received comments, and at some point I'm going to get, you know, the comments across to Ellie. Maybe I should take one of them, actually. There's something from Diola. Diola is saying, "Hi, Ellie. It's nice to meet you. You sound so soft," and young. I don't know what that means. But she does have a question, and she says, what are some of the misconceptions people have about weight loss? Sorry, let me read that again. What are some of the misconceptions you would say that people have about weight loss? So I guess she wants to know, she's asking, you know, what would you say are the misconceptions that people have about weight loss or losing, I don't know, yeah.
Well, in my book, I refer to it, refer to them as the knight in shining armor, hoping that they're the next one that's going to rescue us. So I think that because it's something sort of outside of ourselves, it's looking for something that's going to fix us or make us feel better. And we can, you know, that happens in relationships, you know, looking for the perfect person or this type of thing.
Person. Mm-hmm.
So I think the misconception is that it is, it's the be-all and end-all. It's the answer to the problem, when really it's really not a solution. It can be a short-term solution to a longer-term problem. So in my experience, being in that nonsense for over 20 years, it obviously never set me free. This change that I've made now in you know, making healthier choices, and it's not a chore. It's not I'm not deprived. I'm you know, I eat everything I want, and I don't have this game of you know, this is good, this is bad. Oh, I'm off the wagon, I'm on the wagon. You know, it all changes, and I know it's a struggle for so many women in particular, and that's why I'm just like, I'm here as a resource for people. You know, I walk the talk. I haven't come up with something that sounds good that I think can make me a lot of money. You know, I'm the real deal. It's like I'm doing this myself. It's not some formula I came up with. And oh gosh, you know, if you do this, I'm going to be a multimillionaire. You know, it's none of that. It's just like the real deal. And so I think just to get out of the game of dieting is going to really help so many people, because the emphasis will shift away from the weight, you know? And then enjoy the food. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the food. Stop counting stuff. It's too mechanical. When eating becomes, you know, too mechanical instead of pleasurable, I hope that answers. Just to really just ditch the diets. Ditch them. I wish I could have everybody in my house. Come on over.
You said something, and it's so funny, because I remember one time when, you know, I mean, again, this is a struggle for everyone, including me. Like, it's a struggle for me. Sometimes you want to lose, you have to play a part in a film, and you have to lose a lot of weight because, again, the camera adds 10 pounds to your, you know, adds extra weight to you. So we're always, more often than not, more conscious about that. Now, I remember one time I was struggling to try to lose some weight, and, you know, I tried everything, but pills, it wasn't working. Like, you know, it just wasn't really working. Now, it's so funny that a few months after, I just gave up on it and just pretty much, you know, just would eat my fruits and just went about my business. I really wasn't really caring about, you know. And it's so funny that that period, every time I go, and it was like, oh, my God, what? It's like you lost some weight. And I'm thinking, but I'm not doing anything, you know, like, really? Like, I did? But I'm not on any diet. I'm not following any, you know, I just wake up and I'm not doing anything special, out of the ordinary. Like, I'm not on a routine, and I'm terrible to this kind of thing. So I guess, you know, in a sense, it probably, you're correct. You know, if we're fixated on it, usually the things that you focus so much, you know, you're fixated on, then you push them away. So maybe if we're just more concerned about being healthy, like you said, you know, giving, putting ourselves first. And I remember that you did mention a love letter. I remember reading that love letter, the letter to our body.
Yeah.
And just that pledge, you know, pledging to your body and just, you know, letting your body know that you still care about it and you want to. And I think it's such a great mental approach to, because really the issues or the problem starts from the inside. You know, it's beyond, you know, it's not just the physical weight that we gain or whatever is wrong. Even with health issues, obviously, and we've probably accumulated a certain kind of habit that has put us in a place where we're unwell, we're in the state of, unwellness or whatever it is. So I guess that it's now up to us to, and we'll get into the other people, but I just wanted to make this, there's another message for you, and this one is from Jonathan, and Jonathan says, she sounds so British. Is she British? Okay, so it's Mr. Nathan. Okay, I think you did mention that, so maybe Jonathan probably walked into the show late. Like he probably joined late.
Yes, I am. I'm from England.
Are you British?
Yeah. Well, actually, I became a U.S. citizen, but I'm still, you know, I have dual citizenship in England. Yes, I'm from England.
Okay, you say you're British. You know, you sound British. You have a British accent. So, but you are, you know, an American, and you live in America, but you have. British parentage or whatever that is. Okay, great. So this is, you know, really, so let's get back into the, you know, the five P's. You did share the first P, which was priority. What would you say is the second P?
Yeah, it's pretending. Ooh, that's a big word. Pretending. Yes, it's a loaded word. Oh boy, how we all pretend, right? Oh, I didn't really eat that many cookies. Oh, I didn't really stop there and eat that. Oh yes, I used to think that. Oh, if it didn't make it into the house, I didn't eat it. So you know, it's this pretending one is pretty big, and so we have to get honest with ourselves. You know, and whatever it is we do, be easy on ourselves about it. Don't beat ourselves up, because we're really good at that too. Just accept it. Just okay. You know, you ate the whole bag of Doritos. Okay, that's that then. Don't stay there. Don't beat ourselves up, but don't pretend it didn't happen. Because if we think it didn't happen, then we're not going to change it. And, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and changes can, it can take as long or as short of a time as we want. You know, there are many roads that lead to the same place. Which road, you know, when we do a map search, you know, on the GPS, it gives us different routes. Which one do we want to take, the longer route or the shorter route? You know, the scenic route or the direct route? There are choices. And so we all have choices, but when we pretend that something is different than it really is, then we're really shortchanging ourselves. We're not giving ourselves a fair crack of the whip, so to speak. So that's kind of a big eye-opener, the pretending piece. I used to pretend, you know, over the years, just this constant stressful living, I couldn't, you know, wait literally for my glass of wine at the end of the day, but I would have more than one, and so it was my way to decompress, and it became a habit. And but you know, in the back of my mind, I knew it wasn't a good idea, but it didn't stop me, probably because I wasn't really being fully honest with myself. You know, hey, this really needs to change. But we all have something we go to, pretty much, and food is a big one for people. So finding out what those triggers are, and then, you know, okay, I just ate the bag of whatever, fill in the blank, and just be okay with that. But just tell yourself, you know, you're going to change that. and maybe find a healthier version of your favorite thing. So, yeah, the pretending is a big piece. But I also just wanted to mention, Alex, when you were saying about when you tried the peel and different things to lose the weight, and then when you just let go of it and just went about your life, you lost the weight. So from a holistic standpoint, because everything is energy, when we make something bigger than it is, it literally becomes bigger. And so that feeling heavy is not just physically, it can be emotionally as well. You know, it can be like something is weighing us down. These are things I cover in my book, but it's like, you know, what are we really hungry for? What's really weighing on us? And they all kind of interweave into one another. But yeah, when I've done that, used to be me as well. Every time I was focused on it, I couldn't really lose the weight unless I was following some program. So it's very interesting, isn't it? You know, when we let go, we really start to shift. Things shift physically and mentally and emotionally. Yeah. So my third P is perception. Perception is another biggie. And these P's are not just something I made up. They're actually, when I looked at how I made my shifts, I literally made myself a priority. I got honest with myself and I stopped pretending. I shifted my perception around many things, like cooking was not a chore for me anymore. Spending more on food, quality food, is switching your perception of it's not an expense, it's an investment. A big one for people is that it takes too much time to live a healthy life. And in fact, honestly, I don't spend hours in the kitchen. So the perception piece is another one, because these things can get in our way. They can be what creates the stumbling block for us. You know, if we don't shift things, then we're not going to change. So I find a lot of people really feel like time and money are reasons why they don't shift into a healthier lifestyle, when in fact, if we really look at where we're spending our time, oftentimes there is time. You know, I mean, we could say, well, we don't have time to go to the hairdresser. We don't have time to get our nails done. We don't have time to go and buy a new dress, you know, but we make the time. Somehow we figure it in because we've made an appointment. So I suggest people make an appointment with themselves. Just put me time, write it in, me time in the calendar. And the more we do these things, the more they become a habit for us. So yeah, it's a big one. You'll hear me say that about.
I'm taking it all in, because again, that's why we have these conversations, you know, and do this show, because so many people can see themselves in it. You know, I'm taking it all in, and you did say something. Pretending was a big one. We talked about piracy. That's something that, you know, I'm learning. I have to do a better job at trying to make myself a priority, because, again, I'm all about giving, and it's about everybody else. It's about work to do. This person wants you to do that. That person wants you to do this. You've got this job to do. You have to be here. You have to be there. You know, maybe I have to learn how to say no to, you know, like, no, I'm sorry. This is me time. No, I'm not doing it.
Oh,
I'm
my
shutting
God.
Down,
you
know.
Do
so I have to learn that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just taking in everything that you said. You know, you said priority, then you said pretending. And again, that pretending, I try as much as possible to be honest with myself. I mean, that's what being naked really is about. But I see where you're coming from with that, because it's very easy for us to lie to ourselves and say, you know what, it's just this, it's just bread, nothing's going to happen. Or, you know, you're eating something processed food from the can, and you're like, oh, what's the big deal? It's just ice cream, but then you had, like, you know, like how many, or it's just wine, right? Or, you know, but you've had, like, an entire bottle, or a couple, you know, number of glasses. So I guess that is, again,
from a mental perspective, it's very important that, you know, you're not lying to yourself. I ate too much cookies.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, you just reminded me, anytime I ask a client, in the getting to know them process, and I tell them it's a no judgment zone, because if I don't know certain things, then, or it's better that I know as much as possible, then I can help them more.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say, so how many times a week do you eat out? It's not a trick question. And I know people feel embarrassed about that. And sometimes they'll say, oh, just once a week. And more often than not, it turns out to be that it's at least 3-4+ times. And because it includes anything outside of the home. It's not just sitting down at a restaurant. It could be grabbing something from, the fast food place at lunchtime, or getting your muffin or bagel on the way to work or something like that. These are all things outside of the house. And because back to the awareness thing, if we aren't even aware of it, and sometimes this, you see how this awareness and this pretending piece sort of are interwoven as well, because it's not always a question that it is pretending. It is a big piece, though. It can also be that it's just on autopilot. It's just like something that's so natural that they don't even really realize that they're doing it. Somebody said to me once that she had some health issues. It wasn't a client, but it's somebody that I know, and the doctor asked her how many cups of coffee she has a day, and she didn't realize, because she was having the large one, that it equated to 18 cups of coffee a day, and she didn't
what?
Realize. So she wasn't pretending about how much coffee she was having. She just was getting a large one. I don't even know the sizes because I don't drink it, but it was just. Maybe that kind of fits into our perception piece. That was a big eye-opener for her, and then she was able to make some changes. So, but just sort of becoming more aware, and every time you eat out, every time you grab something, every time, that ties back into the investment or expense. I love showing people how, getting them to see where they're spending their money, and then how much healthy food that can buy for them. And then in the beginning, they're like, they don't think they can afford to make better choices. But then they see you actually end up spending less. You do. We used to spend, oh, my gosh, I would say at least $800 a month eating out. It's a lot of money. That's a big chunk of change. That buys a lot of healthy food.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And we don't realize it, actually. We don't, because we're not. Again, you said something, and that is being conscious and just being aware of our habits and just the things that we're doing and just how we're applying. And I'm thinking about that too. If you're more conscious about it, then you realize that maybe you just need to take more deliberate steps to really just being healthy and eating healthy without having to worry so much about. So we've talked about two P's. What's the third one?
Oh, we did go on to the third one, perception.
Oh, sorry. We did the third one, perception, sorry. So
yeah,
the fourth
yeah.
One.
Plan. Plan.
Plan, okay.
Yeah. That's another biggie. See, I told you I was going to say it again. They're so simple, these P's, yet they're they're profound as well.
Very.
The results, the changes that one can experience are just so profound, and yet they're just like, it's almost saying like, oh yeah, that sounds too simple, that's not going to work, because it's just so simple. But think about how much time we put into planning something like a vacation or a party. Or some event, or your tele summit, for example. There's so many aspects of life and business that require planning, and we do that, but yet when it comes to what we're going to eat for the week, it's amazing how much how little of thought goes into what's needed, when we're going shopping, what shall we buy, what shall we plan for the week. You know, there's very little emphasis that often goes into making a plan for what we will eat for the week. And I think in, I'm not sure if it's in that chapter in my book, but I mention about how, I'm pretty sure it's in my book. If it's not, I've written it somewhere. I write so much these days. How a young mother, or not a young mother, a mother with a young child, a baby, an infant, will take the bag of goodies, they call it the diaper bag here, you know, with the milk and the change of a diaper and everything that goes in the bag. And yet the grown-up will leave the house without a thought for themselves. You know, we're likely to be hungry and thirsty when we're out and about, right? But they would not go out without that bag for the baby. So it's about, you know, what do we need too? And so we need a plan for that. If we don't have the stuff in the house, we're likely to grab something when we're out and about because it seems convenient. And yet everything that's convenient really has a big price to pay at some point, because there will become a time pretty, you know, for many people where they're going to be experiencing not feeling well, and that is a big inconvenience because when we're not well, we can't do what we want to do. So, again, it just comes back to this mindset shifting, keeping it simple, have a plan. I mean, how simple can have a plan be? You know, we wouldn't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to paint this room. You need a plan. You need to know what the color is. You need to get the paint. Maybe you have to empty the room. You have to cover up things. You may need some drop cloths, but there's a plan, you see. So I'd love to be able to put things across in a way that's logical, that makes people think, oh, yes, gosh, that's, I remember she said, you need a plan because you wouldn't just paint your room without a plan. You know, then there are connections that people can make, and it drives a point home in a very simple way that people can relate to. It doesn't have to be all fancy. And like I said, I don't spend hours in my kitchen. I mean, I'm very organized, and I know, you know, this is what I teach, how to make this a reality that you don't, unless you really want to cook every night, you don't need to. You can have this plan in place and keep it simple. So now I actually like going shopping. It used to be such a chore for me. If I'd have had wings, I think I would have flown around the supermarket because I could have got in and out quicker. But now I just, I don't shop in supermarkets. I go to this, I'm very fortunate where I live. I do drive 40-minute round each way, though. But I go to this beautiful, it's a health food store on a farm, actually. And to me, it feels like a field trip every week. It's just like it's part of my life now, and I don't like supermarkets. They're too busy. There's too many things. On average, there's 47,000 products in a supermarket. It's way too much for me to think about. I don't need it. So, but I go with my list. I pretty much know what I'm doing for the week, and it keeps it simple. I don't want to be thinking when I'm in there, ooh, what am I going to make this week? You know? So it just helps. It takes the guesswork out of everything. And then when there's a plan, you can act accordingly, right? It's just simple. It's common sense.
You did say something, and that's true, because I'm thinking to myself, you know, usually you just take your money and you drive them and you go to the grocery store or the supermarket, and you just stop picking things that you're seeing, and the tendency is that you stop picking things that aren't good for you, but you just go, oh, you know, I want that, you know, cake, I can mix that, you know, that's, you know, I can take this, cookies, chocolate, you're throwing everything, and then sometimes, because they're in your face, you know, like you said, it's all there, it's distracting, you know, again, will distract you from, so it's in, you find yourself because you didn't come with a plan, you didn't even have an intention for what you wanted to buy. You know you want to buy stuff to cook, but you don't really know what you want to get. So, you know, you get there and they kind of help you make a decision in a sense, right? It's
a
decision for you.
It's called marketing.
You're not aware.
Called marketing.
Exactly. So you walk in like, oh my God, that looks so good. That looks so good. I need to try that. Let me have that.
I know.
That looks so good. That dream.
Right.
Wow.
And another key thing is don't go there hungry. Don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry.
Oh my God. Again, like you said, they sound like such very simple, approach or practices or whatever it is. But I can just pretty much imagine doing this over time, like over a long period of time, and just what the effect would be. I mean, something like, what you said about the diaper bag, just having to drive out, you go out with your child, but you have to make sure they have their milk and they have everything they need, their water. Couldn't we do that for ourselves, even as adults? You don't want to go out without your lunchbox, even if your lunchbox just has an apple or carrots or whatever it is that you want, so you're not skipping meals, you don't have those hunger pangs in the middle of, and start seeking for the things that you really shouldn't, be going for. That just, really makes a lot of sense. Now, I know that we're going to wrap this up very soon, and I've had so much, I'm sure you don't even realize how long we've been talking for so long, Ellie.
Oh,
like,
my goodness, I just noticed.
Really?
Yes, it's flying by.
We've been talking for so long. We've been talking for almost an hour, 30 minutes. So, and we're going to wrap this up soon, but I know we have one last key. So what is the last one?
Well, it is passion. Passion. When we have passion for something, we have the patience for it. So let's say you wanted to learn a new language. If we want to learn a new language or a new instrument or a new sport or a new dance, anything new we want to learn, there's a passion there initially. There's a fire there. There's like an excitement there. Mm-hmm. And then we have the patience to learn it. So this is not about making these kind of healthy changes and getting off diets. If we think, oh, we've got to be patient, we've got to find the patience to get in the kitchen and take the time to do these things. No, it's like when the passion is there, the rest of it will fall into place. Because for me now, it's like, and I'm not saying these things to brag. It's just I'm being totally honest and open and transparent that it's a hobby for me. Like, I'm a hobby. Taking care of Ellie is a hobby. because I'm passionate about it. I want to keep learning. I want to keep discovering more about myself. I want to, I notice, sometimes if a food hangs on me, it doesn't sit well in my digestion. It used to, but maybe it doesn't now. Let me see if I can figure that out. I'm like a detective. So it's just a passion. It's like loving, your work. If you're passionate about, it was Donald Trump, or I think it was him years ago. I read your vocation should be like a vacation. Meaning you're passionate about it, so it doesn't feel like work. If something, this is why I think we don't stick with things when it comes to our health and making healthier choices, because the passion is missing. Because if we were passionate about feeling good, it would just happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And even for those of us who, there are people who found, I've had some sort of attachment to working out and exercising and the passion that they put into that. I mean, if we really just fell in love with ourselves and our body, and just our health all over again and put the passion in. I guess that just totally makes a lot of sense. You know what, Ellie? This has been it's been such a pleasure just talking to you and learning so much about this. And, you know, just this approach. And I'm going to definitely apply it, that's for sure, because I wasn't just talking to that. I was taking notes. I'm like, yes, I have to remember all of this. Now, let me ask you this, though. So all of these pieces are embedded in your book. They're right in your book, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And actually, if somebody wants to get...
the listener...
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I was going to say, so in other words, the listeners can get the book and learn so much more, you know, so much deeper about all of this, the different strategies, right?
Yes, if they'd like to. If they go to my website, which is my name, elliesavoy.com, mm-hmm. they can get mm-hmm. a free copy of the book there. It's a PDF format, but it's the whole book. They will get the mm-hmm. whole, you know, it's not like a snippet. Mm-hmm. It's the whole thing as if they bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also available mm-hmm. on Amazon and paperback, Kindle, and mm-hmm. audio. I recorded it,
mm-hmm.
so it's available that way too, and on iBooks as well. But the key is, if somebody is really struggling in this area, I just want to get my book into as many hands as possible. And you know, if the free
mm-hmm.
version is helpful, then it's there for
the
people who want that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also have a program which is on my website. I video recorded every segment of this, and I have it all on video as well, which is like it takes it to a whole other level from my book, because obviously you can only put so much in a book. But that course, it's a virtual course. So it's sort of
mm-hmm.
go at your own pace, and you have it for a lifetime. And it's very discounted at the moment as of now. So it's a steal, actually.
Cool.
So if somebody wants that, that's
mm-hmm.
available too. So,
they can right to your website. They can go to Ellie. They can go to your website. If they go to elliesavoy.com, they can find all of this, right? I'm interested in the audio, actually. That's what I wanted to ask. So would I get the audio there as well? Or do I go to Amazon? Do I go to Amazon, the audio?
Well, when somebody...
The audio book.
You can go to Amazon. But if somebody wants the
mm-hmm.
free version of my book, once they get that, they'll go to another
mm-hmm.
page, and then the purchase
mm-hmm.
options are right there as well. But you can certainly type in Stop Dieting, Start Living, or my name on Amazon, and it will take you to the different options
mm-hmm.
that you can purchase there.
Okay. Okay, great. Because I do have a copy of the book, but I definitely want the audio, because that's something you can listen to while you're driving, or you can listen to while, you're doing something, and yes. So... it's been an amazing pleasure just having you here and share so much. And I know but where else can we find you apart from your website? I mean, your social media, where's the best place to connect with you? Facebook, Twitter, where?
Yep, I'm, if you just Google my name, I'm sure it's, LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest. We know that's another thing. We're bombarded with all this stuff today.
And if they have questions, they can send you an email just to ask you, because I... they can
reach out to me. Yeah, I'd love to help. You can post me a question on Facebook. Just reach out to me. I'm
mm-hmm.
here to as a resource. So I'd love to help anyone who
mm-hmm.
has a question. Absolutely.
Great. But, just before I let you go, one last thing before I let you go, what would you say, how would you say that this process has impacted, your clients? What is the feedback like, for those who tried this process? Can you think of any memorable comments or feedback, that someone has said, you're just making this change, this lifestyle change?
One woman said, thank you for saving my life. There's some testimonials on my website, actually. Another another lady put, I'm not on my website, so I'm not looking at them, but
I know.
She mentioned that it's not just what you're eating, but what's eating you. Thought that was very interesting. And she's actually a raw food chef, an aromatherapist, a massage therapist.
Wow.
And so she felt she tried it all. And then she thought, when she saw my book, I was at a vendor, like a fair, a health fair. And she's like, oh, my God, I need your book. And she said, stop dieting, start living. It just was like, she said, that book was written for me. And so she got that, and then she came to work with me. You know, she's quite local, but I work with people all over the place because we live in this global world today, you know, where we're all connected.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so anyway, she started to implement, and she really just, I mean, it was just like, because it opened her up in a different way to what she'd done in the past, you know, with dieting and restricting and counting and all of that. So it's very freeing. Oh God, to be, I can't tell you. I am just so thankful to, I'd never have to look another diet in the face. It's like, I'm done.
But you sound happy. You sound fulfilled. You sound like someone who's totally having a ball. Like, you don't sound stressed out or, you know, so. I can tell you right now that lots of people are envious, like, oh, my goodness, when am I going to, you sound free, really, you do. So,
well, don't be envious, just come on in, come on into the fold.
Right, you know, I'm going to definitely go through the entire book, you know, read it all the way to the end and see what I can start implementing. And I'm going to give you my feedback. And, of course, if I do have questions, and I know that there are people who are, I mean, for those who probably missed the show live and who are still going to catch up to the podcast and listen to the archive show, I know that you're probably going to be getting questions because weight and just our health, I think it's a universal thing, really, that we all deal with day in, day out. So that's a universal struggle, really. I know how many people sent me emails saying, oh, my goodness, I'm going to try and tune in. Wait, is she about weight loss? Okay, I'm going to tune in. So we're all constantly looking for some, you know, but this, I love this because this comes really from, this really is a different lifestyle. It's a different approach, but it tackles the cost, right, as opposed to just the, it goes back into the foundation of, you know, what's really, like you said, eating you up. So I can't wait to be more conscious really now about walking into that grocery store, spending all my money buying things that I didn't plan to because I didn't make a plan. And worried about, why can't I mean, and that's the truth. It's weird, but I think about just listening to you. I drive to a meeting and I'm hungry. Why am I hungry? I can have, you know, I could throw a bag in my car with something to, you know, something healthy to snack on. Why am I hungry the entire day? Doesn't make any sense. And then when I finally get a chance to eat, I'm definitely going to overeat and then eat the wrong things because I think, oh, my God, I'm low in energy. I need some sugar. You know, I'm low in energy.
Oh,
I need some soda. I need something too.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Oh,
this is really illuminating. This is.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Alex. I know. When I say I know,
no,
I don't mean I'm a know-all. But what I mean is I know because they were my struggles. That was me. You know, it's not like I'm some I'm somebody who's, you know, fantastic. I don't mean it that way. But it's amazing. You know, they say we can only see change after it's happened. And oh my gosh, I never knew that this much change was possible. Honestly, it's and it's for everybody. It's not just for me and a few. You know, it's for anybody who wants it. And I'd love to support those that are really ready for this change because, you know, I'm living it and I can show you how to do it. So it's for anybody who wants it.
I'm going two feet in, like, you know, I'm going right in because I definitely, you know, I don't want to have to be giving my money out to all of these fad diets and worried about carbs, you know, and worrying about
calories and protein this and protein that and this and that. I feel like I'm not very good with, like, you know, this kind of routine. So I always stop halfway, like, get tired, really. But like you say, you know, I'm really about consciously. I'm really about, so why can't I just pay more attention, really, to my health and to what I put in my mouth and just how I can stay healthy, really, and not compromise my, you know, my health. And that makes a lot of sense because even I've said, you know, having a child and all the, you know, the pressure of work and everything else, it's sad to tell, you know, you're like, even though people don't know the inside, and like you said, it's not always just really about whether you're overweight. I'm not, like, overweight, right? But even with that, we still struggle with, oh, you still want to lose an inch of this. But beyond that, it's also the health implication of just all the pressure and the stress. Because I was saying to myself, my assistant the other day said, you know what? My eyes are getting worse. Like, really? I probably just stare too much into a computer. Like, I spend how many hours just returning emails and replying messages on social media and all of that. Then you start to tell yourself, what's going to happen if you one day you can't even see? So maybe you need to step back a little bit and just say to yourself, you know, after this hour, no social media, I'm done. I'm not replying any email till tomorrow or after.
There you go.
I guess, like you said, we need to cheer ourselves.
Yeah,
I'm learning.
Saying, Alex, learning. Make yourself a priority. She's saying it, but not in those words. Right?
Great, yes, that's what I'm saying. So I'm going to try. You know, you're worried about hurting people. You're worried about saying no and disappointing people, but think about it. If something happened to you tomorrow, they're probably just going to move on with their lives. So
yes.
You have to figure a way to just, right? They got to find somebody
yes.
else to pile up the work on. So you have to just find a way to still exist, and not just exist, but really enjoy living, you know.
Yes.
And that
right.
makes sense. I think that's probably the one place that I still feel disconnected from, in a sense. Because, you know, the moment I started being more authentic and being naked and just being open, you know, I feel that. I feel liberated in a sense. But again, in that area, in terms of my physical health and my health in general, I feel like I'm not giving it everything. You know, and it's so weird. I have to wait till something is really, you know, I could have a migraine for days, and I'm like, okay, I'm, you know, but I don't deal with it or I attend to it. But I learned, you know, I have to listen to my body and listen to myself. So I'm going to do that. Thank you so much, Ellie. You just made that happen.
Wow.
You just made that happen. And you've been such an amazing guest, you know, just, you know, chatting. Look at how the time flew by, you know.
Yeah.
This has been such a great conversation. And I can't wait
to go on
to come
for another few
time,
hours.
You know. I know, right? This is weird. It's like I've known you for like forever, you know. And I would love for you to come back some other time on the show. Maybe when, you know, the second book is out, or, you know, you have
yeah.
a new video out, or a new car. So who knows? Or just to find out what's going on with, you know, we never know, right?
Yeah, I'd love that.
You're always
lots
welcome
of things
to come back
work.
Here on the show.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, Alex,
I would
thank
love
you
to have
so
you back.
Very much. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
It was a pleasure. It was a good pleasure. It was a real pleasure having you here. And I'm sure that the conversation that we've had will be so enriching to everyone who listens to it. They're definitely going to be empowered by it because there's so much to take in. I know. We're going to have replays. There's going to be so much to take in. People are going to come back and listen to this, and they're going to be like, okay, I need to change. There's definitely something that is going to hit home for someone, whether it is planning or pretending or whatever it is. There's definitely something here that is going to hit home for someone. So, you know, it was just such a pleasure, and thank you so much for just being such an amazing guest. And I guess we'll talk soon.
Oh, thank you again, Alex. Thank you so much. And I look forward to keeping in touch with you and seeing how you're doing.
Same thing here, Ellie.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you
okay, guys,
so much.
Well, if you were just If you were just if you're just joining us, well, it's been an awesome conversation, and I saw a lot of you dialed into the show. Okay, maybe I probably get your emails as well. Well, if you have any any contributions or questions, don't forget to send your question to thenakedtalk@gmail.com, and of course we'll forward them to Ellie, or just go to her website, go to her directly, go to www.elliesavoy.com. And or just Google Ellie Savoy, right? She's the number one best-selling author. She's not hard to find. And, of course, you can, you know, get there and follow her on social media. Follow her on Twitter. She's at Diet Free Health. I hope I got that correctly. And, of course, just Google Ellie Savoy and find her on Facebook as well. And just connect with her if you have questions. And I know you guys are going to be hounding because you guys send all your amazing questions. And I try as much as possible to reply I can't reply everyone, but I just wanted to say that I get them, I appreciate them, and I love you. So don't forget, this has been such an amazing conversation. And as always, you know that this is the hub for real authentic conversation. And Ellie was such a great, generous guest. She had so much, and she shared so much, really, because I took a lot away from it, and I hope that you did the same. So, till we come back same time on Friday Radio Special. It's been a great Talk Wednesday, chatting with my guest who's joining us live all the way from New York. Don't forget, you can send your feedback. If you know somebody who missed this conversation live, don't forget you can come back right here to the Archive Radio station here, blogtalkradio.com/thenakedtalk, and listen, just listen. It's archived here 24/7. Or you can catch the show on Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, where's your favorite platform, Player FM. We're on Good Radio Network now, called Africa. What do you want to go to? Just make sure that you don't miss this, because this is definitely something that you want to take with you. And I can't wait to start my own process to my own conscious living with my 5 P's. I can't, because starting from tonight, I'm not even here tonight, but starting from tomorrow, I'm definitely going to be working. I'm going to get back to Ellie and let her know how far I've come with this, because I always want to know how this is going to play out, and I really want to try this. So you guys can work with me. Feel free to work with me and let's know if we can do this together. I would love it. Maybe we can make it a challenge. Who knows? Well, it's been an awesome Talk Wednesday, and I've been talking forever until we come back same time on Friday Radio Special. I love you for listening. Ciao.
It's unscripted out. It's unfiltered out. It's uncut. Damn uncensored. It's unscripted.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.